Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
You mean that's your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new Untold Story. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
No, baby!
It's a new Untold Story.
A new Untold Story.
A new Untold Story, 311. What's
311?
It's a band.
Yeah, I know, but like Amber, I know Amber, but I don't know the lyric. Yeah. I don't know how that song goes at all. I just know it's a song. Area code of New York, which
I
is
heard
boring.
Amber, like a court case.
That was pretty. Was that a bar?
I heard Amber like a court case.
Right, but like, was that? Did you take
Here's
that bar?
From- Johnny.
We have one of our rarest Kyles with us today. Bars. We have a sick Kyle. You're never sick, but today, sick as a dog.
I took a sick day. I don't know what's good with me.
I was so worried about you being sick, I didn't have the chance to write jokes for the news.
Dude,
yeah, dude, you're probably freaking out right
it's
now.
It's probably like, what's the net? Is it in my asshole? No,
nah, they're just in my fucking pocket, dude. Good.
Yeah,
this
I'm
is going to be
people calling me like, oh, how does he never know? I mean, you're good with it. You're nice.
I'm nice with it. This is a really half-assed news day for me because we are writing the news as well for our live show, our sold out live show at Laugh Boston, which will have special guests, tomatoes. And I guess that's the two things we're having.
Tomatoes.
We should do a poster
with special guests. Tomatoes.
We should sell a poster. It's just like Anus Live with special guests, tomatoes. It's like they could have just put and, but just a comma.
We need more non-human special guests.
Yes.
It could be a thing.
Imagine the pop for tomatoes when they come out on stage.
Ladies.
Holy shit. Ladies and gentlemen.
Tomatoes.
What? I didn't know they were going to be here. What, the boys brought out tomatoes? What a get.
The Anus Boys scored tomatoes. God damn.
You can see the tomatoes live. You
bigger than
them.
We, Damn. Oh, boy.
Tomatoes suck.
Yeah.
How dude. They managed to be one of like the default ingredients in America's most popular foods is one of the few like food like phenomenons that blow my mind.
I don't think it's a food phenomenon.
Lettuce and tomato on everything. They that's a staple of burgers.
I think
sandwiches,
but it's never the
okay,
it's never the
it's always
it's never
put,
the premier
you gotta
item.
Gotta put lettuce and tomato on this.
It's never the premier
lettuce
item.
Lettuce and tomato taste subpar.
No
texture
crunch.
Subpar.
It's a cool crunch.
And like when I'm eating something that's savory and good, I don't want like a centimeter of juicy, mild vegetable taste. Like exploding in my mouth.
They're a better like guest fucking, than they are vegetable.
They should not be like you should. They you should have to like specifically ask for tomatoes on your burger, and lettuce, ketchup and mustard shouldn't be the default condiments.
What should
by
be?
Any stretch?
Is this the type of Kyle we're getting today?
You love it or hate it, a mayo based sauce goes way better with a burger, a sandwich, etc., than ketchup and mustard. Like McDonald's,
not wrong, isn't
the
wrong?
Premier fast food restaurant. Will put, if you don't even have to, you don't ask for it. Your cheeseburger will come with lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, ketchup, and mustard. 0 for 5, in my opinion,
dude.
Yeah.
Then maybe you just don't like hamburgers.
Maybe give
man.
Me give me chips. Give me like a jam.
Yeah, that should be the that should be okay. So replace all of those. What should the default on a hamburger be? Chips and jam.
If you're gonna put a tomato on there, why is it always so thick? It's always this thick. And that's a whole bite of nothing. It just explodes
rebuild,
in your mouth.
Rebuild
with a taste that doesn't really complement.
Rebuild, beef, rebuild cheese. The default cheeseburger. Then
the default cheeseburger should be the patty, the cheese, and the bread. And then you should add. There should be a
that
list
should
of
be the
add-ons.
Default is plain.
I'll get. I would prefer Fritos, Fritos, and like a tomato jam, not necessarily a...
That's ketchup,
maybe,
dude.
Yeah, maybe like a Chipotle mayo.
You said tomato... That's ketchup.
Le Pain Quotidien has this like breakfast sandwich jam.
What did you just say?
Le Pain Quotidien. I believe that's the pronunciation.
LPQ?
It's a French bistro.
They did the Fritos as well?
The Fritos are... I think chips should be way more popular on sandwiches, burgers. It's... The like, I don't know.
I'd agree.
Ketchup, mustard, tomatoes, lettuce.
But a nice, cool,
pickles.
Crisp.
In a, pickles, tomatoes at least are a mild, boring taste. Pickles are a very strong taste. And they're thick. And unless the patty is absolutely disgusting, don't make me bite into like 3/4 centimeter of pickle. Pickles are bad.
You good?
Pickles are so bad that they're the best chaser. The pickle juice is the best chaser for liquor.
Yeah.
Because it's so fucking bad and strong.
It's not bad.
It is just one step better than like a straight liquor, which is poison. And it's so strong that it's like, yeah, I can barely taste.
Did you have like
poison.
A bad burger?
I've been thinking about this for years.
Obviously.
Yeah, I have a lot of food opinions.
Yeah. This is the most normal our podcast has ever been.
Start tearing fast food entrees.
Yeah. Anyways.
So, Arby's is your second round pick? Oh! Arby's?
Well, the French dip. The French dip in au jus.
Yeah. I was on TikTok and that was like 2 million likes. It was like a podcast being like, they were like drafting fast food and the guy picked Arby's, the other guy like exploded and walked out. 2 million likes.
Yeah
Arby's number two. that's podcasting.
We could do that at our live show.
Chick-fil-A at one is whatever, Arby's at two.
Okay, man. All right, you want to get in the news?
Yeah.
These are really bad news jokes for me. Just a heads up. So if you want to fast forward, not a huge deal. Good intro, Kyle. Nice cold open.
That was hilarious.
I'm fucking pissed.
I big agree on the lettuce tomato.
But on a BLT, it's awesome.
Well that's part of the BLT.
Oh my god!
When I order a BLT, I'm
lettuce and tomato are a part of a cheeseburger.
So I ordered a bacon lettuce tomato. I know a lettuce and tomato is coming.
But that is still a default of a cheeseburger. If I told somebody to draw a cheeseburger, they're drawing lettuce and tomato.
Exactly, and it shouldn't be the case. Those are two very subpar ingredients.
Is a BLT a subpar sandwich?
Yes. Yes. Wow. It is.
That
it's bread with bacon, lettuce, and tomato. What if I put bread?
What voice was that?
What if I put bread
where
with
that sound
bacon, cheese, potato, cheese. Like better ingredients?
So wait.
No one thinks lettuce tastes better than cheese.
Would you put lettuce, tomato on a chicken parm?
No.
Tomato is such a bad bite.
Yeah.
I think you can have good bites of tomato. I don't think it's goopy.
I'm not like this is disgusting. I mean, this is just a nuisance. It's more that I have to bite into.
Are you done now?
I'm trying to think about their. Like...
Yeah, when the fries come in cups, dude.
Yeah.
Sick Kyle has takes.
I love it.
Yeah.
What is your malady? Why you did take? You never miss the yak. What's your malady?
I've been diarrheaing nonstop, which isn't a malady because I don't think diarrhea is like is bad. I think it's a better poop.
Efficiently.
When it comes out in liquid, I'm like, yeah, I'm pumped about it. But it's still like holding me hostage to the toilet.
Yeah.
That's not even the bad thing. I haven't taken a day off of lifting in 35 days.
Wow.
To a fault. I'm addicted to it and in a bad way. So I keep going in despite how I feel. And today I went in.
Did you have diarrhea at the gym?
I was struggling shoulder pressing 50s. And I'm like, yeah, this is a problem. This is a problem. Most people would be like, yeah, this is a problem. I'm probably sick. My muscles are aching. My body is sore. I should probably take the day off. Me, I struggle with the 50s. I'm like, no. I can't.
So did you go to failure with the 50s?
I can't struggle with 50s because I usually do 55s fairly easily, at least on the first three sets. So, I combated that by like, all right, fuck this. I'll go to 60s. And then I thought I was going to pass. I was...
You texted us and you just said, I had a scare at the gym.
I was in the supine position on Planet Fitness floor. Were people
checking to see if you were okay?
I knew I wasn't actually going to pass out, but I was like, this is a problem. I feel something's off. I can barely breathe. I can barely think.
Did people check on you?
No, that's the one thing I like about gyms. Maybe this is just a Planet Fitness that people don't acknowledge you. It's always packed, but no one acknowledges you in the slightest.
And you were just laying on the floor.
I was, yeah.
Supine. Anyways, Kyle, do you just want to keep going on hamburgers?
No, we'll get to it. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to part two of that. Interest rates are sky high. After the British pound crashes. Have you guys seen that?
Yes, I did.
On the BBC? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how similar foreign economy is to my taste in women. My interest rate goes up when the more pounds go down. I like thinner women.
You do. You do.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be the type of week this is. A mom shared a viral post of her young handicapped daughter enjoying a rare wheelchair accessible pool. The mother used her daughter as an example, and she's an advocate for more accessible swimming pools for the disabled. Hmm. My response to her is that every pool is wheelchair accessible if you're mean enough. What we need is pools that are wheelchair egressible. They need to be able to leave. It's the opposite of access.
Huh.
Birmingham, back to England.
Mm-hmm.
They held their first ever pride parade of exclusively fat and disabled LGBTQ people.
Oh, is that real?
Yeah.
Okay.
The parade had.
Can I do the punchline of this?
Yeah.
fuck that.
The parade had 25 participants and spanned three blocks, and it took 14 hours to complete. They were very fat. While that was going on in downtown Birmingham, the rest of the city recorded record low reports of bullying. It's all in one spot. Convenient for everybody. The parade route went right next to a locker store. How convenient. A bride is suing the best man of their wedding, of the, you know, the groom's best man,
yeah,
for damages caused by an insensitive wedding toast that included jokes about drugs, cheating, and even O.J. Simpson. Toast and O.J., we talking weddings or fucking breakfast? An Atlanta man was arrested for storming in a bowling alley where his then-girlfriend was on a date with another man, and he kicked her down the lane. Are we talking crime or motherfucking breakfast? Talking about kicks in a bowl. The newest lower-end iPhone, the iPhone SE 2, came out. It's finally adding back the corded headphone port, along with a new boxier shape. Box? Apple Jacks? This is sound a lot like breakfast. I went with a breakfast theme today. I walked out to Owen and I was like, dude, my brain is fucking mush. I can't think of a joke. So I just went with breakfast theme. And Dugs was sitting next to Owen. So I was talking to Owen. I go up to him. I'm like, dude, I only wrote jokes about breakfast. And Dugs like looks up at me and he goes, like breakfast burritos? And I was like, yeah, dude, I guess.
Yeah. Those would fall in the umbrella. Yeah. Firmly. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess like breakfast burritos. That is undeniably a breakfast.
Yeah.
When he heard me say breakfast, I think the only breakfast food he could think of had the word breakfast in it.
Yeah. He couldn't have said like pancakes.
No, that was well beyond.
That's not like a one of one association he had to think of. Yeah.
Oh, breakfast. Like breakfast burritos. Yeah. He's so dumb. In NFL news, Trey Lance's ankle snap, crackled, and popped.
Dude. Are we talking football or breakfast?
A man charged with assault for his third strike, relentlessly and incessantly signaling hello to a woman in a South Korean internet cafe. A Seoul surfer getting assaulted while on the waves? Yes.
Wait, I actually don't know where this is going.
Go. A Seoul surfer?
Yeah, go on.
You kidding me?
Like a foot?
like Seoul.
Oh.
It's Bethany Hamilton. Like when she was a delicious hors d'oeuvre.
I fucking forget.
For a tiger shark.
God,
did
damn.
You forget we do?
I forgot about Bethany Hamilton. I got to start getting back on the Bethany Hamilton.
Nah, we're off Bethany Hamilton. Now we're cereal. Okay. We're cereal now. That. Your turn.
I would take like a I would take just corn on my burger over a tomato. Just like a handful of corn. That would be, it's a better crunch, it's a better taste.
Elderly love tomatoes.
Tomatoes aren't terrible. But like why on a burger?
Dude, read your fucking jokes.
Yeah, I think it's a texture thing. Okay. I'm done trying to be cool, especially after this story. More than 190,000 Hampton Bay ceiling fans are being recalled due to reports of the blades detaching while in use. At least two people were injured by the detached blades, and other customers of Hampton Bay's online store are seeking reimbursement, claiming the ceiling fans were not only dangerous, but a complete waste of money. Looks like several online shoppers are up in arms after being ripped off by the ceiling fan blades. At least these surfers aren't down in arms after being ripped off from the blade, like Bethany Hamilton, who lost her left one after it was ripped off her shoulder blade by a 14-foot tiger shark.
Got that out of the way? Yeah.
Speaking of shocking fans, the elusive Frank Ocean has continued to surprise fans time and time again. Now he celebrates two of his latest Blondit Radio episodes by dropping a new classic logo Iceman t-shirt. But his fans are still holding out hope for new music. The 34-year-old singer hasn't came out with an album since 2016 when he released Blonde. Since then, he has only put out a handful of singles. The last time Ocean released Blonde, it ended up with more than just a handful. In fact, Ocean ended up with an entire armful after releasing Blonde teen surfer Bethany Hamilton from the South Pacific. This is kind of relevant to our past week. LSU has officially banned infamous white supremacist and former grand wizard of the KKK, David Duke, from their campus. This is coming after an incident where LSU police forcefully removed the 6'4" far-right politician from the campus's Lodge Cook Hotel, despite the fact that Duke is a graduate of LSU and earned a BA in history from the university in 1974.
Okay.
This isn't the biggest nor the most controversial LSU alumnus to earn a BA. In fact, a 14-foot tiger earned a BA in 2003 when it successfully amputated and ingested a Bethany arm.
God. That had nothing to do with breakfast, dude.
We said breakfast.
We said breakfast, man. This was supposed to be a breakfast episode.
Yeah, Le Pont Cotignan's.
Yo, tomatoes like paid for
this
episode.
It's the egg cheddar avocado breakfast sandwich. It's elite, and it comes with a tomato jam. And it, I don't know what the ingredients is or are. It is so much better than ketchup. It's my favorite breakfast sandwich. And it what is it? It's a tomato something jam. There's no full tomato or ketchup. And it's so good. And I'm like, why isn't this the norm? Well, like,
would it be good on a burger?
The tomato jam. Yes. Yes.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
What is it?
It's apple, ginger, red pepper flakes, cinnamon, lime juice.
Well, like, that's far more than just a tomato. You can't compare that to jam. A tomato.
And I understand that, like, these billion-dollar corporations, these chains like McDonald's, et cetera, can't, like, afford to, like, produce that in mass. But why? Like, even when you go to, like, a barbecue.
Is this a news joke?
Even when you go to, like, a standard, like football Sunday at someone's house. They set out the burger ingredients, and there's always the ketchup, the tomato, and the lettuce. That adds nothing to the taste of a burger, to the point where I just want a smash burger with just cheese. That's what I'm seeking.
Holy shit, did we just leave power? That's never happened.
You were saying?
Yeah, where I think, did you lose your train of thought?
What was I saying? Jesus, dude. I mean, what? Vegetable wise, I'm trying. First of all, we don't need vegetables. It's a, like, we have been conditioned to think that vegetables are some necessary, like, dietary inclusion.
Do you have any more news jokes?
Something about Mark Cuban, a shark. He getting ripped off. I don't know. Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah.
Are the ones at the live show are going to be so good?
Yeah, I wrote I was writing some, and I'm like, if this is semi good, I might as well save it for next week. Mm-hmm.
I have to. I came to a realization on the flight home from New Orleans.
Which got you guys?
And you guys are going to be shocked. Yeah, we got back at 2 a.m. You guys are going to be shocked. Probably going to be let down. I think I'm a beta.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm a beta.
Why?
I got alpha'd out of my assigned window seat.
By?
A Samoan.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Am I good?
Yeah.
Because he was sitting in the aisle, and he was like, oh, are you window? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I prefer the window. I was like, yeah, I'll take yours. Just go take that. I'm cool with aisle. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting in aisle, nobody in between us, him. Another woman comes down, and she looks at me. She's like, you're in my seat. And I look at him. He's like, never said I was aisle. So I was just middle.
You just took middle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Alpha'd by a Samoan. So be it.
Was he at least like a?
I also choked on a Girl Scout cookie once, so it's happened twice.
It has a hole in the middle.
Yeah, but I didn't ingest it that way.
I choked on a lifesaver once in music class. Who was our music teacher at St.
Flatley?
There was like four.
It was almost like a dark arts professor at Hogwarts.
Right, yeah, I remember. Was that choked on a little lifesaver. Whistle?
Oh, was it Mr. Baum?
It wasn't Mr. Baum. It was
Miss Romantic.
There was a Miss Romantic, and then there was a
Miss Romantic.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It was one of those. And I couldn't, like, chew for, I was like, and it was like, I got PTSD from, this is real.
Yeah, I'm
for,
being
like,
serious.
2 years, like, I would chew everything, like, 10 times the duration that it needed to be. Because I was terrified of choking, and then, it's a real fear.
Yeah, sure. Did you hear the Samoan on my flight screaming? Did he wake you up at all?
No, I was out cold.
About every 30 minutes, he was asleep and would just go, ah! And he would look at me, he's like, sorry, nightmares. And they just go right back to sleep and then just do it again.
That's what a life that would be.
What?
he can just fall asleep at the, you know, just like that, disrupt people and not feel anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, just push me around. It was, I don't know. New Orleans is, it's not my favorite city we've been to.
No, it wasn't for me, and I don't know what is.
What would you compare it to?
It was way too hot.
I don't know. Underwater. It was a heat
that I've never felt. You can't, if you get that hot, it's a no for me.
Yeah.
Even if it's like an anomaly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. If it's a possibility, I can't live there.
But while I was there, I never talk about shit like this. I did get my flirt on via Instagram message.
Oh, really? I mean, that's the move.
Venus.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Dude. Where do we leave off?
I just sent Yo-Yo Ma.
You sent you? Okay. I know you got a response.
Yes.
Like right after we finished recording.
Right after we finished recording.
Okay. First off, yeah, Yo-Yo Ma is a cellist.
Yes.
So it's not stupid.
What? Would another fucking instrument be stupid?
No, I'm thinking people don't know what some people don't know what that is.
No. So it's a clever classical
Yo-Yo
music
Ma
line.
She's a famous cellist. I think he was referenced by Jack Black in School of Rock. Mm. He's that famous. Yeah. I mean, it was like Yo-Yo Ma's cousin, Little Nepotist. That was that reference.
Are you sure that wasn't the farmer in Napoleon Dynamite?
That was
Shoshone Arrowheads.
You're good at that.
Shoshone Arrowheads.
And School of Rock was Yo-Yo Ma's cousin. He was preaching to his kids.
Easily confused.
How, like, the music industry is kind of plagued by nepotism.
Sure.
Yo-Yo Ma's cousin got, like, a big in.
Yeah.
Just from that. From the
name. I'm sure, though, like, you know, probably a good musician being related to Yo-Yo
Ma. So, Venus.
Before we get into that, game time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great app. We use it. We're going to go see Fred again.
I think we might.
Yeah. I think we actually sent in, we asked Game Time, our folks at Game Time,
to
get us tickets.
The we here is wild.
I came up to Kyle and I was like, let's go see Fred again.
This blew me away.
Really?
And that was it. That's what blew him away.
Nick wanted to see Fred again. Yeah.
Oh, you really did?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to experience something.
Boiler room set.
But yeah, use Game Time to get those. You could go to Rolling Loud. You can go to exhibits and stuff. Click on the top right when you make an account and then type in Untold for $20 off first purchase, which is awesome. Really, really appreciate the boys at Game Time. Now, what were we talking about? Were we talking about you DMing an all-time athlete or me?
We were doing Tomato Jam.
Oh, yeah. No, we both have had interesting things going on, dude.
I DM Joe Burrow once.
Did he DM back?
No.
Doesn't he follow you on Twitter?
Bigger risk reward. Yes.
I did get a little bit too big for my britches because I also DM'd.
First off, yeah, the Yo-Yo Ma was insane.
I DM'd Yo-Yo Ma.
No.
Only 490,000 followers. Yeah, there's fucking micro influencers.
What'd you say to her?
Yo-Yo Ma's a guy.
Oh, shit. What'd you say to him?
Hello, YYM. Just want to let you know I messaged a woman so far out of my league, Yo-Yo Ma, parentheses cello emoji, and she responded because she's a fan of yours. I cannot thank you enough, and if things work out, I would love for the three of us to get together sometime.
No, I would combust if that happens.
But he didn't respond. Who did respond after we were done recording was Venus Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Which, unexpected, I think, for me.
Yeah.
Because you said, I think verbatim, she won't respond if you send something cocky like yo. And I think
you know. No, I think I encourage you to send yo because, I mean, that's cocky and that's the biggest, like, that's the lowest chance to get a response.
Yeah. You'd think.
But you said something very clever that would be appreciated.
Very clever?
Yeah.
Yes, but I send her that. I'm nervous to even talking about it.
All right, yeah. Send
her
Venus Williams Yo-Yo Ma at what time?
6:22
on what? Yeah.
September 20th.
Okay.
She actually responded not too. She responded pretty late, 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, that bathtub energy.
Bathtub energy. It was bathtub energy for sure. She said hello! Exclamation point. She was in the bath thinking about me.
Yeah, yeah.
She said hello! Exclamation point, and then amazing with two star emojis.
Not really a contextually appropriate response.
Well, she thought it was an amazing opening line.
She thought then she would put like a laughing emoji.
She put two stars.
Okay.
Me and her. That's what I felt like.
It kind of comes across as automated. But then you reply.
I waited a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you wait?
8 hours.
Shit.
Yeah, come on. And I said, Venus, 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 what are we going to do with you? Oh, Venus, 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 what are we going to do with you? To which she sent, replied with a laughing emoji. I thought we were done.
Was it just a reaction?
A laughing reaction.
Okay. Yeah, that's typically think game over. Leave me. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I got a response. That's enough.
Mm-hmm.
An hour later, she sends back, that's a good question, laughing emoji.
This is on top of the reaction.
Later than the reaction. Yeah. She reacted.
So
time
she
passed.
Probably got cocky. She was like, I'm going to hit him with just a reaction. If he's really into me, he'll still report. He'll
that's
still
right.
go again.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. She couldn't wait any longer. She was like, yeah, fuck this. Like, I'm going to still reply.
Yes. She said, that's a good question, laughing emoji. And I said, Venus, I'm full of them.
Oh,
to which
God,
she laughed, reacted.
Dude, that's enough with the cockiness. That's when I would have gotten real. I would have been like, hey, like, we're the Barstool Store is promoting different websites. Yours was on like the list of potentials. I would love to.
That's lying.
Yeah, but that's something that can't, like, you could probably prove you don't.
That's getting real for you is lying.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a response here. I'm trying to fucking.
Well, she only laughed, reacted to that.
I
called her bluff, but it wasn't a bluff. She didn't send anything. So that was Thursday.
Okay.
I kind of wanted to send her a selfie.
Wait. Since then, what did you reply?
Nothing.
Oh, you said, all right, thank you. I'm full of them.
Yes.
That doesn't like open up to a response.
You're right.
It puts her in like a weird position. She doesn't want to be creepy. There's nothing. You got to ask her something open-ended or tell her something open-ended.
I think I'm going to take a picture of me right now and then just say new hoodie.
Jesus, that is so cocky. Yeah.
Actually, no, I don't even want it to be a selfie. Will you just take the picture of me?
Yeah.
And to be clear, this is going to Venus Williams.
Not your face, dickhead.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
You were Hawkeye facing in there.
Yeah.
He saw his fucking face for 2 seconds, you Hawkeye face.
Okay, wait. Then it's going to look like you posed for this and you took that much time to care.
I did, yeah.
Act like you're just sitting down.
Act
and you're
like
doing something.
You want me to act like I'm sitting down or actually sit down?
Maybe act like it.
Actually.
Like, oh, perfect. You might get a response within this episode.
So you just want me to send that and say got a new hoodie? Or do you just want me to send that no context?
No context.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Send. Okay. Yeah. There we go.
Oh, man.
What a world.
Jesus.
I'm a little afraid. Oh, man. While we're waiting on a response for that, it won't be long. there's something I have to bring up, not quite a bone to pick, but there is, I think our fans are monsters. Fans, our listeners. Somebody came to the Ricketts subreddit genuinely to show off that she got leg correcting surgery. And, she was left very confused and I feel pretty bad.
I don't know how popular. It's a pretty common diagnosis, I would say.
I was looking on our Reddit and then the Ricketts subreddit. Did you see this one? Did KB steal Venus Williams from Nick? It's like a.
It's me. Oh, it's just like, oh.
Oh, man. No, but a girl, she went to the Ricketts subreddit and it said before and after of operations I've had to straighten my legs. And an Anus fan became a mod of the Ricketts subreddit. And so he, now like some Reddits can put like mega thread or something. Mm-hmm. This is categorized under what, Kyle?
Dang. That was the, oh yeah.
She's like just a girl who had very skewed legs.
Oh yeah, horrendous.
And then that she's proud of like her so probably bow-legged. Very painful, looking for a community to fit into. And the boys.
I don't even know what Ricketts is, to be honest.
Nor do I.
Because her legs aren't that skinny. I thought that was.
I think
thing.
They're just warped.
They're knock-kneed, bow-legged. Yeah.
But somebody just said, ouch, not as bad as Nikki Ricketts, though. She's very confused. I'm sure there's an untold story behind this post, to which she said, what do you mean? And to which they responded, Reggie? And they were just fucking with this girl who probably went through severe trauma. Severe bullying.
What is such a woman move to like go through that and then be like, oh, I have to like post this to a community and get a bunch of likes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get sympathy points.
Yeah. So I feel
suffer in silence. Yeah.
Please do. Please suffer in silence. Yeah. So that was keep doing that.
Yeah, that's funny.
Keep doing that. Kyle, talk while I check and see if Venus.
All right, taco tomatoes out. Let's make that a trend. There was something else.
Well, yeah? I had something as well that I wanted to talk about, but I do forget.
Not me eating brunch at Dimes.
What?
What is that? What's Dimes Square?
Yeah, that's a thing that I've caught wind of.
Same, but only to the extent of
Dimes
what you just said.
Square is... technically, it is like a portion of Manhattan, like above Chinatown where the Dimes, whatever diner is, okay. And a few other like trendy hip spots. And it's like evolved into this very meta, like internet culture meme where more people just post about it instead of live about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
pathetic. Did you go there?
No, I've never. I may have been accidentally.
They're doing like a reality show,
Dimes Square.
Yeah,
yeah. It's this new. It's this. The culture is being warped. TikTok, like linguistics, has affected it all, and now it's not. It's meta gentrification where people are just posting about this
virtually
place
gentrifying
as if they know about it. They're not actually frequenting this place, and there's all these like esoteric. Like stereotypes and jokes that I'm trying like it's feminine to like care about this.
What about tomatoes though?
Tomatoes, I'm trying to think where they belong. Not in burgers.
You need to clear the air. You're not Doug Winoy.
People think
I'm not 100%.
I don't put. Yeah, my dad's doing his own thing.
Can we get him on the show?
I don't know how he would be. He, whenever I talk about him, like, ha, 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 that one with the Brittany Griner one was funny, that Cardi B one was funny, and he always replies as if he, that's just business. He's not trying to get the laughs. He doesn't want people to think it's funny. He wants people to just get mad. He wants to evoke anger, and that's it.
That's all he wants.
He doesn't want to get praise for it.
Does he not want followers?
He doesn't like the followers. People are DMing him, obviously. He thinks it's creepy and weird.
He just wants to fuck with people purely, but not for laughs.
He doesn't even want likes on his post because that, like, he wants everyone to hate him. That's the the ultimate troll. That's a 60s troll.
He's a 60s troll.
Yeah, 60s baby troll. He wants... which is true in a sense. Like,
so do you think
when I was trolling, I was like, my end result was for the majority of people to understand it was a troll, to like it, to laugh at it, and to praise me for it. He just wants people to get mad.
So do you think he'll retire Festive 2018 and go to a different account?
Go to an alt account. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So stop. Don't play into it. Don't tell him it's funny. Just get even if you have to fake it, just
fake
apply,
anger.
Like angrily, yeah.
That's what he wants.
That's what he wants.
And unfollow him.
Yeah, don't follow him. He wants to be strictly a villain.
What was your childhood like, dude? Because you have a mom that's afraid of everything and a dad that's evil.
Yeah, my mom is extremely neurotic.
She consumes everything you do. It takes a toll on your life.
Right. Yeah. They did a great job of never making me feel like good about myself in a good way, in a good way. You never, like, I was always,
yeah, man.
Yeah, it creates humility, and it's like you should never act or behave superior to anyone.
That's nice.
By never, like, complimenting too far, always put me in check, like, hey, like, there's other people way better than you.
And they mm-hmm. let you know that pretty mm-hmm. immediately? They never let you celebrate anything?
Yeah, I mean, which is fine, like, you know, you should celebrate in your head. Be happy, but never flaunt.
Sounds like you need some SoCo, dude. We'll be in the commercial for that. Update on that. Whether you're at a festival, tailgate, relaxing, get yourself a SoCo Sour, SoCo Black. Those are bold. The SoCo Sour shots are my favorite. Love to say that phrase. 1/3 SoCo plus 2/3 sour mix. That's good.
Yeah. Just like, or just the SoCo and lime.
SoCo and lime. Like starter SoCo cocktail. Ginger. Yeah. God damn. Use the link in the description of this podcast. You can see some more cool stuff from SoCo. Love it. We're going to be in a SoCo commercial. Brought it up last week. I showed you guys a picture of what you'll be wearing. You know, us in a penthouse. I'm getting a custom suit that I can keep. You have to get there 8 hours early.
We got the itinerary.
Yeah.
They sent an email that was like, be prepared for 4 hours of makeup. But then they like did a second reply with just me tagged and was like, that applies to Roan, Sass, and Nick. You're going to need more like 8 or so hours to get your. Yeah.
Did you see the itemized thing of like the costs?
No.
Your prosthetic was $11,000. Yeah. It's going to be airing like on a lot of YouTube channels that aren't even ours. People's first taste of all of us. Mm-hmm. Me in a suit, makeup done.
Right.
You.
I know, yeah. 11,000?
Yeah.
We just have that to throw, yeah. I would take that.
But I mean, if you guys heard that loud noise earlier, it was the fucking table leg that fell off of this. But you know, we have KB SoCo prosthetic money.
Yeah, just to make my head.
And shut up.
Okay, yes, my head's gonna be warped.
It is going to suck so bad. I cannot wait to see you because I think I'll collapse to the ground laughing.
God, I remember in my freshman year of college, I got herpes.
Gladiatorium?
Not the STD. Outbreak on my scalp. This was over Thanksgiving break. So I had a bunch of like scabbed sores, golden, like pussing. This is embarrassing to admit, but they were all over my scalp, the whole scalp. I had to miss the Penn State Open.
Because of herpes?
Yeah.
Did they list that on the injury report?
No, it was like an open tournament for like the freshmen and the red shirts.
Yeah.
So it was like, whatever. I don't have to make weight. So I was like, I'm going to just hang out. My other friend who was hurt came over and I was like just picking out my herpes scabs and he fucked a girl in my dorm room.
While you were picking out your scabs?
Yeah. And it was.
It wasn't his room?
I mean, I think that was the lowest point of my life. Just like I had herpes scabs and my friend was just pounding fucking loudly.
And was it like, your bed?
Yeah. No, it was my roommate's bed, but it was 5 feet away.
He didn't care. She didn't care.
It doesn't matter.
What's the nearest to a person you've been while fucking, but not the person you're fucking?
Never in the same room. Like I'm not about that.
No.
No. Courteous enough. Yeah, but just like, I have herpes on my head. it wasn't like stopping me from having sex. I could have still had sex without anyone knowing because I had a full head of hair. I think I tried that night and just like being up, like scratching my herpes sore,
having pus all over your fingers,
hearing other people fuck. It was really bad.
Low point.
Yeah.
Damn, man. It feels like this episode has been therapeutic. Your lowest point, talking about your parents, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Does your mom still text you a lot about the things you say?
No, no. I think she still consumes, but she knows to not bring it up.
Because
I'm going to say it. It's not that I want to say it. It's that it's hard to converse and to like come up with topics for an hour to 2 hours every day.
Yeah.
So like, I'm going to say things that are off the wall, with the silver lining being that they might be funnier than just an ordinary thing going on. And it might, and it's going to hurt her feelings. And that's just how it is.
Maybe your mom needs fucking better help, dude. Thank you for that.
What is it?
You know exactly what it is. We've had them a couple times and they slipped away a couple times and
I gave the
can
promo
be tough
code
to train your
and we were like yeah
it can
you
tough to train
you
your
don't
brain
get
you can
better help,
the therapist
you might as well kill, you might as well kill yourself you can talk
Kyle I'm going to start the ad over BetterHelp man therapist can help you become a better problem solver. They can make it easier to accomplish your goals. I've been using it because I've been down in the dumps. I've been run down. I've been spread thin. They help.
Yeah.
And you guys can go to betterhelp.com/what?
Untold 15.
Nope.
Untold.
No.
Not 30. Untold.
No, it's not
straight
untold.
Up untold.
It's not untold.
25%. Anus 15.
No.
Nick?
No, dude.
Kyle?
No.
What is it?
New.
Just new.
Yeah, okay. Just new for 10% off. That's the first time. BetterHelp.com/new. BetterHelp.com/new.
Rock with that, yeah. It's better than in-person therapy.
How did you like spending the week with Mincy?
He liked it. He does have an infectious charm. He is strictly optimistic.
Yeah.
He's never really said a negative thing.
No.
A lot of like self-centered. He does like himself, which is whatever. Kind of like he repeats stories a lot.
Yeah. My favorite part was when we were with this TikToker, Stale Cracker, has like 7 million followers. He's a Cajun chef. Mincy just walked out of the room and he was still mic'd up. We're like, what's he doing? And Fasoli just heard him slurping out of the faucet on the sink.
Slurping out of the
there
sink.
There was bottled faucet. Waters there. He just went to the bathroom to slurp out.
Yeah, he was slurping water. Yeah.
that was a highlight for me.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just very exhausted. We're doing a lot of prep for the live show. Should be good. We're doing, got tomatoes. Oh, fuck.
Well, I should have saved that bit for the show, but I'll polish it.
I sent a sweatshirt to merch. I want us to have better merch. More parts of the studio are breaking. You got to come to Barstool, man. You get the best guests. You'll get the pod studio whenever you want, even though if it's, I don't want
a
bitch.
This is a dream.
I sent an idea to merch. They shot it down. It was it's a picture of it's three photos on a shirt, a triptych, if you will, of J Lo and Ben Affleck, and it says Bennifer. And then the middle one was Brad Pitt and Angelina, and it said Brangelina. And yeah. And then it was Nick and Riggs, and then it was just a scratch out below. And so they were just like, yeah, we can't do this.
I'm surprised they caught it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those dummies.
Okay, yeah, but you trash it out and put Rick, which works.
I could put Rick, underneath, yeah.
Oh.
Maybe that's what we'll do.
A very subtle scratch out with Rick. I don't think they'll catch that.
Maybe a very thin line through the first option.
Yeah.
A thin blue line.
Yeah.
Blue line. Yeah. For the the one portmanteau and then underneath.
Maybe not. It's like the no smoking slash. So it says like, so it knows like we didn't mean that one.
Yeah.
That couldn't be misconstrued. Two white guys with that symbol with that underneath. you know where we stand. That'll be in the store.
Realistically, what could we just like release just like a gray hoodie?
Blank?
Yes.
Didn't Kanye do that?
Yeah.
I don't want to step on any toes. No, we could put a gray hoodie out.
Or even just like a three pack of black
t-shirts. No, they'd probably say no.
Yeah.
They couldn't give us purple.
You guys just aren't in that level yet.
The anus gray hoodie.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than like sacrificing whatever like design for a joke.
Do you want me to call merch right now?
Yeah. Merch won't pick up.
You don't think merch will pick up after all I've done for merch?
Nah, merch is a dime square. Do we know what it is?
Do we know what dime square is?
I know what it is geographically, but I don't know what the phenomenon is.
I found an article breaking it down. And basically it says they don't know what dime square is either, but it could be an ironically naughty anti-woke intellectual movement, a post-pandemic creative vanguard of downtown NYC, or just more than likely mostly pretty and privileged young people hanging around a few newish bars around Canal Street. But yeah, they got a reality show now.
Yeah,
and they're all transplants too, and to know that specific of a neighborhood. What were you saying?
That seems too insignificant to be a phenomenon. What?
I know. I can't.
What the
That's fucking wild, dude. Kyle,
what do you do for a living? What song are you listening to, dude? Do something new. TikTok.
Are you talking about TikTok?
TikTok is ruining people because it spews out their content to not their followers, to everyone.
TikTok knows when you're horny,
and. Yeah, but they keep it, just kind of encourages people to do the same thing every single day,
dude,
because it's going to reach a new audience every day. But you're stuck in this warp of you're doing the same shtick, the same bit, the same thing every single day, and it keeps getting rewarded.
My entire TikTok algorithm is like, let's test your reflexes, and it's like a girl in like just another colored bikini that you pause on, and I have to do it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Do you ever get those?
No.
Really?
No.
It's like a girl in her PJs.
I don't get that many titties either.
Ever since Persian Smoochie got her account taken down. I'm done
Persian
with that.
Smoochie?
I haven't had a pair of breasts on my timeline in a while. Yeah. It's always
open it up.
Like,
let me see what
it's
you
always
have.
Always just geography guys analyzing maps.
But to the point you were making about
Persian Smoochie is back on, by the way. I think she's under she's wait, Persian Kim K now.
I gotta look up who it is.
Like that kid QCP came in here. It's the Italian cook on TikTok or whatever.
Oh yeah,
the one that Donnie fight.
Yeah, but he said it sucks. Like you get such a specific brand.
Yeah,
and you got to do it daily.
You got to do the same thing, and it keeps working for them because it's not their own followers seeing the same thing every day. It's a different crowd.
Yeah,
I've never seen Persian Kim K. I mean, that's not too far-fetched from regular Kim K, is it?
Was she Albanian?
No, she's, it starts with an A.
Lebanese? Oh, Armenian?
Armenian.
Oh, yeah, no, it's the same pigment, same melatonin, same look, yeah.
She's doing all right. She's in your algo?
She was, and then I had to, yeah.
My computer doesn't let me Google Persian Smoochie.
Really?
Yeah, it just goes away.
Gone are the days, yeah.
Gone are the days of Googling Persian Smoochie. Mm-hmm. All right, that was a new Untold Story 311.
What's a new Untold Story?